Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Burlesque dancing is an art form that has really had its straps in the last few years. With roots in Paris, London and the USA, it's a combination of cabaret and striptease with both comic and erotic overtones. New Zealand has its own burlesque troupes, of which the Hoochie Coochie Girls is one. Rebecca Coleman-Smith from the Hoochie Coochie Girls joins us now.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Rebecca, has burlesque dancing had much of a history in New Zealand?
No, not really. I mean, we've had sort of the Debbie Daugherty days where she had Burgundies.
Because everyone will remember that, won't they? See You at Burgundies.
Yeah, See You at Burgundies. I think she's pretty much the closest we've had here so far. It's really only just sort of had a resurgence that's mainstream about 3 years ago.
Because was that sort of the Debbie Daugherty thing that will be familiar to a lot of us? I'm not going to hark on about this too much, but that will be familiar to a lot of us and the people listening. Was that sort of cabaret show dancing stuff? I mean, how does that differ from burlesque?
Cabaret is a little bit more, it has a lot more satire in it. It's a lot more sort of the can-can dancing. There's not as much of a striptease to it. Whereas burlesque is taking a little bit more of a nod to the strip and slowly removing something, starting with the gloves usually, just to sort of tease but not go too far.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And so, I mean, tell me about the history of burlesque dancing worldwide. I mean, where does it come from?
Some people say France, starting off with King Louis with his ballet dancers. But that's not really when it got going. The first burlesque troupe was from England, and they had their first performance in the States. And then it just sort of became a common act to have in sort of carnivals or vaudeville. And sort of it did begin as part of a family entertainment thing, but then when dancers realized they could make more by teasing the audience and saying, well, I'm going to take this off tonight, and if you come back next, you know, tomorrow you'll get something else, then it sort of went on from there. Also, around, I guess it was the Victorian era, they had a time when it was not considered illegal for the woman to be naked if they weren't moving.
Right.
So
I remember that from that movie, actually. Mrs. Something Something's, what was it called? There's an English movie that came out in the last couple of years, and it was they had to stay completely still at the back of the stage. They could be as naked as they wanted to, as long as there was no movement, no jiggling involved.
Sounds like statues.
So it was sort of underground for a bit, and then they had ways of getting around it by wearing sort of full flesh-coloured bodysuits, so they weren't actually naked, but it just sort of looked like they were. And it's just recently come about again with people wanting to take a nod from those really glamorous stage props and bringing it back, as well as sort of bringing the tease back as well, because it's sexy and it's kind of, you know, a naughty kind of erotic thing, but it's something that a lot of women can enjoy. You usually get about a 50-50 kind of audience, because it's more, it's like an empowering thing. I mean, we've had a lot of women come up and say, oh, you know, thank goodness, something that's sexy and empowering, and I kind of want to go home and do it for my boyfriend, but I don't feel like it's sleazy at all. Yeah.
It seems to have had this massive resurgence on the back of, like, the Dita Von D's kind of approach, and a different kind of body type and kind of femininity and attractiveness of woman than you'd find in the mainstream culture.
Yeah, it's definitely an art form that's accepting of all body types. Like, there's Dirty Martini, who's a really famous burlesque dancer, who is what would be considered very Rubenesque, quite a large woman, but she's very famous. She gets a lot of gigs. Then there's Dita, who's more of a sort of pin-up girl, classic kind of figure, and you get women who are very sort of thin as well. It's just all types.
Dita Von Teese is probably one of the, probably the only, well, you know, like,
well,
widely
known,
famous.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the girlfriend of Marilyn Manson, or was the girlfriend,
was,
I think,
yeah,
of Marilyn Manson. I mean, was it, what was it? Was it her somehow? Was there any event that actually made burlesque suddenly have this revive in the last few years?
I think she's definitely brought it to the widest audience possible, because she is well-known in a very famous sector, and she performs at a lot of high-profile events. That's helped to bring it to the forefront of the public eye. They have had for quite a few years now, though, Miss Exotic World, which is a burlesque competition in Las Vegas, which has been going for about 5 years, which is just growing and growing and growing in popularity. So it's been around for a while, but she's sort of helped, I think, push it.
You're one of the founders of the Hoochie Coochie Girls?
Sort of. I came in about the third show that they've been performing, and I've been with them since then. So all the other girls have left apart from Tony, our comedian. So he's the he's the real founder, along with Aaron Buster, who's our manager.
And how did you first come to be interested? Was it the kind of the fun behind it, or what was it?
Yeah, it's the fun. It's the fact that I had been collecting 40s, 50s lingerie and sort of clothing for quite a while before then.
It was so good of you to wear it today as well. Did we not tell you it was a radio interview? No?
Yeah. But I've been collecting that for a while, and my grandmother was a naval wife, so she had a whole lot of that glamour and wearing beautiful furs and jewelry and long dresses, and my other grandmother was a ballet dancer. So I sort of had that aspect, and I've always loved old films as well. And so just I'd sort of been reading about it, and then when I saw the show, I went, yes, this is definitely something that
I'm interested. You have a dance and performance background, and do most of the people involved with
most of the people do. Mine is more in salsa than anything, which actually has come in handy, because a lot of the moves have to be in quite a tight spot, because you're not doing really exaggerated things a lot of the time, because you have to make sure that you can get out of what you need to get out of.
So tell us about the Hoochie Coochie Girls. I mean, they've been together for how long now?
I think it's been about almost 3 years now.
With members coming and going. And where do you perform? I mean, is this a sort of thing where you perform at the Easter show now, or is it still very much underground?
Most of our performances recently have been at the Comedy Club, also at Toto's restaurant in the Monte Cristo room. We do, every now and again, do events. So we've done a Titchmo event at Opium, and sometimes we get hired for birthday parties or...
Is there much competition around?
Not really. For a while, there was two other burlesque dancers that I knew of in Auckland who seem to have disappeared. There's Heavenly Burlesque from Wellington, who are a little bit more, carnival, but they're really good. You know, they've got that kind of darker side to it. And they've been going for quite a while, I think, as well. But not that much here.
And in terms of like a titillation to entertainment, what's the kind of line you try to walk?
We try to make it accessible to women, so we don't like to make any of the moves, I guess, sleazy. It's very tongue-in-cheek, sort of cheeky fun. We try to capture that accidental stripper kind of thing, where it's like, oh my god, I can't believe that just happened, I'm so embarrassed, oh well, I'll just continue going on, and oh no, now I've lost something else. You know, it's not making it, it's adding humour to it.
Is your mum okay with it?
Yes, she is. And so is my nana. She loves it.
And is it a buzz? Is it great fun?
It's really good fun. It's especially when you get an audience that is really into it, and they're happy. You sometimes get audiences that aren't quite sure, and they're sort of very English in their whole, do we clap now? You know, we like audiences that just yell when they're appreciating it, and yeah.
What about fitness? I mean, we've heard in recent sort of months and years, we've heard the pole dancing for fitness thing has come in, where people, you know, basically dance like strippers do on poles, supposedly in return for good abs. Does burlesque dancing a path to fitness, do you think?
I would say not as much as pole dancing. It's definitely keeps you, you know, going. You work up, you know, some kind of heart rate, but it's not as energetic as a lot more, because it's a lot more about slow, kind of sexy, kind of subtle movements.
Now, if people out there are saying, look, that sounds like a bit of me, I want to learn how to be a burlesque dancer, where do you start? I mean, do you go down to the tassel shop, buy some tassels? Where do we go?
Well, essentially anyone can do it. They just need to put a routine together and get a costume. There are a couple of places that offer classes. Erin, our manager, does a burlesque workshop at the Greyland Community Centre.
Of all the sexy places.
Yeah, of all the sexy places. But she does also give the students an opportunity to perform at the end. We've actually got an amateur night coming up on the 17th of December at Toto's, which is only $10.
Excellent.
So, it's always good fun.
So is that, and that's an opportunity to check out the Hoochie Coochie Girls performing as well?
Yes, we perform as well. We perform in the second half.
To blow those amateurs away.
They're actually really good.
So that's the 17th of December at the Toto's, which is
restaurant.
On Nelson Street.
53 Nelson, I think.
In Auckland City. That's great. Look, thank you very much for your time, Rebecca.
That's okay.
That's Rebecca Coleman-Smith from the Hoochie Coochie Girls. That's all we've got time for this week. If there's something you'd missed or you'd like to hear again, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Simon Pound. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kisses, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire, fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right. Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, to give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn.